Thieves Talk.
Hi, you guys, and welcome back to Fierce Talk. It's your girl, Leah L., and we're back for a binge-worthy episode of Information and Entertainment. This week, our episode is a little late, and I apologize for you guys that have been waiting for that, but I have been under the weather and not feeling my best, but I am on it and up for it, and I'm ready to get them up for you guys. And think of it this way, you get two episodes this week instead of one, so make sure that you binge on these. This is episode 3, and this week our topic is just do it, becoming an entrepreneur, when, where, and how. I get a lot of questions each week from a lot of girls or a lot of people who often ask me, you know, how did I become an entrepreneur? Why? When? All that good stuff. And I try to tell them all, it's a leap of faith. When, there's never a right time. Everybody is different. Every situation is different. You know how your situation is set up. You know how your circumstances are set up. Know when it's right for you, but in my advice, there's no better time than the present. Do it now. Start researching. Start laying out your plan, your business plan, setting up your theme, your brand, your style, whatever it may be. Put the work in now. Everything else will come later. The brick and mortar or the building that you're trying to aspire to get, all of that is going to come. I promise you. But for right now, the win is now. N-O-W. Now. Right now. Start doing something today. I challenge whoever is listening to this. If you are thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, you have dreams of becoming an entrepreneur of some type, do it now. Stop what you're doing and do it now. Write out a plan. Write out some goals and set a date for them. Set a date for each goal. If it's something as small as just researching the information on how to get your LLC. Set the goal to do that by Saturday. I'm going to research the information that I need to do this, that, and the other. This is how it starts. You have to start setting those goals and make those goals not just something like, oh, I'm doing it for fun. Make it a goal. Make it a priority. Make it something that you feel bad when you don't get it done. You need to have that attitude behind it or it will never get done. Procrastination is your worst enemy. Things can never get handled. Things will never get done as long as you're procrastinating. Get it done today. Do it today. Do it today. I challenge you if you're listening to it, do it today. That's my biggest advice to anyone. Just do it now. Start looking now. And like I said, moving on from that, as far as the where and the why, the where is where to start is always the beginning. Where you want to start, like I said, is always starting with a plan. Hatch an idea. If you need a board, a vision board to start hatching out your idea or fulfilling your goal, whatever it may be, and then however tedious or silly it may sound, it may work for you. Something that didn't work for someone else may work for you. I, for one, my business, I just started off with an idea and I came up with my name. I knew that I wanted to sew custom clothing. I didn't know what extent I wanted to go with it or what line I wanted to be in with it. If I wanted to do kids clothing, men clothing, streetwear, gowns, I did not know at the time. I just knew I wanted to sew custom clothing. And that, you know, I knew I wanted to have a nice name. And it was 5-6 years ago, me and my friend girls were all on group text, group talking, and we're talking about, you know, me starting this business. And at this stage, it's really just, you know, it's really just a thought process. So basically, I asked my friends for different names and, you know, their advice or their opinions on a name. And my friend actually is the one who came up with the name of my company, Fierce Designs. And she actually came up with the way to spell it and everything. We were going between a lot of different names. I remember one was Lavish by Leah and all that good stuff. So we kind of sat on, we voted, and between us the votes fell in for Fierce Designs. So basically, that's what my company is today, Fierce Designs. And that was 6 years ago. And I still love my name. And it, like I said, it has a brand now. I walk around and people actually call me Fierce Designs when they see me. Hey, Fierce, blah, blah, blah. So that's where I would say to start. Just start hatching up those small ideas like that. What do you want to do? It doesn't have to be specifics yet. Just what do you want to do? And the name of your company, get your business email. Gmail is free. Go set up the Gmail email real quick so you can seem professional. Once you set up your Gmail, Google Voice is an app that will give you a phone number that can call directly. That'll give you a phone number besides your actual phone number, but you can tie the app into calling that you can use with your phone number that you already have. You can give out that Google Voice line, but it'll call directly to your phone line. That's the way that you can set up a phone number for your business. Outside of that, that would be where to start. There's websites that let you start up websites, your own website for your company. There's websites that allow you to do that. Because I know it sounded kind of funny, website that sets up websites. But yeah, there's websites like Wix.com and Square Store. There's Shopify. Shopify, all those different websites will allow you to set up websites for your company. You can choose your domain names, which is your www.whatever.com. Those are the places that you start as far as setting up the branding of your business and your informational key points where they can call, email, get more information, that type of thing. Outside of setting up a website, of course, you have the technical things that you need to look into, like the LLCs and whatever you're going to be. Not if it's not an LLC, just getting your business incorporated and getting your business registered with your state, that type of stuff. That would be, I would say, step two when you're absolutely ready to get ready to get serious about it. But it is step two. However, registering your business name is kind of part of step one. You want to throw that in there once you have figured out a business name and you're serious about it. You do want to go ahead and see the steps about getting it registered with your state so no one else takes your business name. So that would be where to start, basically. Just the small facts of branding your business and setting up your business plan and where you see yourself and how you see your business being portrayed to the actual public. Now, the why. Why becoming an entrepreneur? That is absolutely different for each person. My why may not be your why. My why for me, it was a dream. It was something that I have always wanted and always aspired to be, even when I was a child. When I was asked a question, what do you want to be when you get older? It was never a lawyer, doctor, or the common things that you hear children say. I always wanted to be something outside of that. Even one time, I know it was the G.I. Jane movie out, and I wanted to be a Navy SEAL. I just never wanted to be something regular, and I knew that, but I did not know what I wanted to be then. But that was the first, my first introduction to what I like to say, that entrepreneur spirit that's in you. Some people mistake in the fact that they don't conform into a school system or the college or the whole finish high school, get a diploma, go to college, get a career type thing. They feel that if they don't actually fall into that, or they're not, they're not actually adapting to that way of life. Those are the people who normally either they're one, born entrepreneurs and leaders, or two, they're lazy. It could be either or. You have to tread that line thinly, because some people use the excuse of not going to school and not pursuing regular careers or that type of thing on them not knowing what they want to do with their life and them being undecisive, when it's really just kind of that. They don't know what they want to do and they're undecisive and they're basically procrastinating or lazy in what it is they want to do. Then there's those people who are actively working to do this, but it doesn't seem to be who they are or their calling. Like most artists, people who paint, create type people, those are the people who mostly find themselves not conforming into the school system or the workforce. And these people are born entrepreneurs. They are born people who are born to create from their spirits. And I do believe that there are people out there. Me, for one, I feel like I am one of those people. Since I was a child, I've been in some type of creative arts, whether it's been dance, creating books. I've written books when I was younger. And as well as, of course, learning to sew and pursuing my sewing. It's always been a creation thing for me. I've never wanted to sit down in class, even though I actually had good grades. I excelled in school. I had very good grades. I scored some of the highest scores on aptitude tests or whatever they're called these days. I scored in some of the highest percentiles, but it was never for me. And the older I got, well, I actually wasn't older. I was quite young when I went out and started pursuing my entrepreneurial career. I was quite young. I actually finished school early because I pursued to go get a GED because high school wasn't my speed. I was actually ready to go to college and get a career started. I got my GED early. And I headed off to college. I went to a community college. I tried to go into different things, biochemistry, associates of science, nursing, all that good stuff. It didn't quite register with me. I was never happy. I knew from the beginning this wasn't what I wanted to do, and I would never be passionate about it. So I kind of branched off and started doing my artistical thing or my own thing as far as creating. I wasn't sewing yet. I was kind of doing the stonings and doing the tie-dyes and stuff like that. And I kind of honed that into actually creating gowns and wedding dresses, that type of thing. But it starts somewhere. You kind of know your why. What I'm trying to say is don't ever let your why just be about making more money, or you think you can make more money doing this than you will at your 9-to-5. Don't ever let it be that, even though I know everybody's why is different. Just let the why be a passion for you. You're stepping out into the entrepreneur because it's a world of, there's no security net there. It's a world of living off your faith and living off your talent. And that's a scary world to be in for some people, but it's also an exciting and a rewarding world, rejuvenating way to live, knowing that you create something that people buy and you're actually able to sustain, pay your bills, live your life off this type of thing. That is a different reward or a different feeling from a 9-to-5 job. Not saying it's a better feeling or anything like that, but it is a quite different feeling when you have done it, grown up for yourself. And if you do have any inclinations or any feelings about becoming an entrepreneur, let your why be your why. I mean, there is no right why. Let your why be your why. That was just why I did it. I never conformed to a workforce or a school system or any kind of system. I was always myself artistically, and I could not conform. So I had to find a way to use my creativity to create a livelihood for myself. So that is what introduced me to my entrepreneur world. And whatever is your reasoning, just let your why be your foundation and build from there. Your when is now, your where is starting at the beginning, the basics, and your why is whatever your why is. Your why is whatever it is that makes you happy in pursuing this. And don't be scared to do it. Just do it. And just to wrap that segment up, that's basically all I have to give to you guys as far as becoming an entrepreneur. That is your when, where, and why. Now is the time. And for to transition into our more exciting part of our segment, the entertainment part of our segment, we have a lot of topics to talk about, so we can just hop right into it.
out the ghetto.
Well, honey, I really don't know where to start, but I know that we are going to start with Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. I'm not even sure what the feud is stemming from. Of course, I don't have any solid information, but as far as internet research and internet talk, it's supposedly stemming from some nasty tweets and, of course, the normal girl mess. He says, she said, and something was said behind this person's back about this person, or she said something about Cardi B's baby, her parenting skills, something of this nature. And it has definitely rubbed Miss Barty the wrong way, honey love. It was literally on sight. And she meant that in every sense and form of on sight. She did not care where they were. It was on sight. So apparently there was a fashion event that Cardi B and Nicki Minaj were both in attendance in. And this all happened, if I'm not mistaken, last week. Like I said, I'm missing a week gap here from being sick, so I'm kind of trying to just run down all the way up into my what I actually have an update on. So it happened a week or two ago, and they met up at a they were both at a fashion event. Cardi, supposedly according to the blogs, went up to Nicki's table and addressed her. They stated that it was non-confrontational, but she wanted to talk to Nicki. Nicki wouldn't allow her the time, didn't want to talk to her. Later on that evening, she saw her in the hallway, and this is the footage that we've been seeing all across the internet. They were words stayed, taken, fist thrown, shoes thrown, Ra'ali's ass is in there somewhere for some reason. I'm not even sure. She was defending Nicki. I'm not really sure all the facts, but like I said, it sounds like a big old the normal girl drama. Talking behind my back, he says, she says, typically not generally happy for someone else in the same genre of business of you is all I'm just really seeing. I'm not sure if it's a publicity stunt thing, but both of their numbers are up. Both of their numbers are up regardless. So I honestly, in my opinion, if it is something as petty as she says something, I feel like as an adult, address it as a woman behind closed doors. You guys can do this outside of social media. But of course, all of this is going on social media. These are tweets that are out there. You know, everything's always so public, so of course the resolution has to be just as public as the confrontation. So we know that it's going to take them some time to actually publicly get a resolution, if they ever come to one. But I would love to see Nicki and Cardi B do some type of collaboration. I don't see where there can be any wrong in that. I was previously a big fan of Nicki, not so much anymore. Not saying that she's not talented, but my taste in music has definitely changed since Nicki first came out, and I liked her and her style of music. It was something different with female rappers at the time, so I really enjoyed her back then, but not so much now. It's just, I don't know, the whole female rapper thing is becoming very oversaturated and highly theatrical, and I'm not really sure where they're going with it, but I will sit back and see. Outside of that, as on a fashion note, Cardi has been serving it, honey. Cardi has been serving looks on top of looks. I'm not sure if it's a mad thing or just a yes. I'm upgrading my stuff. Yes, I'm moving on, bossing up. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm loving it. Shout out to Cardi B on her fashion tip. Keep serving those looks to us. I love it, love it, love it. Outside of that, it's so funny to see the hashtag Nicki Stop My Bag tag actually trending on social media. I'm not really sure what that's all about. I hear, of course, from the blogs, from talk, that Nicki supposedly tried to stop Cardi B's bag, or as a backlash to the actual confrontation that happened at the fashion show. She's blackballing her or whatever you want to call it, and trying to stop that bag, trying to stop people from hiring her, trying to stop her from being invited to events and that type of thing. Not really sure it could be successful, because for one, the sure thing about it, the Barty gang, oh, there's something to reckon with. Just like, what is, I don't know what Nikki calls her, babe, her gang, Barbies or the Barbies or whatever, the Minajes. I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to check up on that. What's her nickname, y'all? You guys actually comment that for me. Let me know what Nikki's nickname is for her stands or fans and all that good stuff. So outside of that, I wanted to move into some actual TV reviews and movie reviews, because I want to add that to the show as well. So actually, because I'm not sure if you guys know, but you need to go check out my YouTube if you haven't. I do 10 facts about me, and you will learn that one of my things is actually TV shows and movies. I love, love, love watching them. And, of course, I love doing reviews on them. So, just the last few things that I've been watching lately have been on Netflix. I don't really watch primetime TV like talking about, because I love to binge. So everything has been on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon lately. I've even been watching the top shows like Power and all that good stuff through the Amazon and the Stars apps, that type stuff. So shout out to the apps for people like me. Anyway, Netflix always brings a good fall lineup. Of course, they're falling into everything that was on Prime TV during last fall. Season. So those shows are being uploaded on Netflix, and I'm usually excited for the fall to come. We have the shows that I'm not sure if many of you have heard of. If you haven't, go check them out. Some of my faves are The 100, of course Power, like I just said before. That's not on Netflix, that's on the Stars app through Amazon, but that's one of my favorite. I recently started watching Outlander for a little while. That's on, I think it's the Stars app. Don't let me lie. Yes, it's the Stars app. But I recently started watching that. I don't know. We'll get into a review on that. It started off, I thought it was something that it wasn't. And it turned kind of into this whole Scottish history thing and men being raped. And it was just a bit much for me, and I kind of got lost after that season. And when my hero was basically stripped down and raped repeatedly, it was just a bit much. So I'm not really sure. That one went over my head, or it wasn't really my taste. And it takes a lot to not be my taste in an actual show, but that was that. But moving back on to some of my faves, of course, I said The 100. We have American Horror Story. That has been a very interesting season. Of course, I love every season from Murder House up until now. But this season, it was quite funny how they actually spun it, and they turned it's this season is American Horror Story Cult. Each season is not normally a like season 1, 2, 3. There's always like a theme to it. And it started from the Murder House, and there's like the Coven, and this one was American Horror Story Cult. And it kind of, I don't want to spoil it or put any spoilers in there for anyone that wants to actually go and binge watch, but my review on it is I do give it a 4.5 out of 5 stars. I take off that half star just because, how I want to say it, I kind of take off that half star because, you know what? I take that back. I actually did not have to do that, because it was so good that I actually cut it in a day. It wasn't the fact that I couldn't binge watch it straight through. I had to cut it in a day because I was about to binge watch the actual show in one day. So, no, you scratch that. I give this season a 5 out of 5, you guys. It was very good. Like I said, it was very interesting. I was about to binge watch the entire 10 shows in one day, so I had to stop myself, because I actually have to pace myself with these things sometimes. It's crazy. But, yeah, it kind of spawned the presidential debate and the actual election of our president and the backlash that it can have on the people that are following this man and following the things that he say, we know that since he has been elected, the amount of racism and the forwardness of racism and the audacity and the gall of them to be so open with it has become almost normal, or it's very exceeding now, it's very high now. And it kind of takes that concept and spins it into an actual show about a cult. It throws in all the cults in the past, how they've all been kind of tied into the same narcissistic views and psychopathic views of each cult leader, all kind of stemming on the same line of things. And it's very good and interesting to see how the show evolves from the election and everything that starts, and how the cult forms and how it actually goes into history of past cults and ties it together. It's pretty cool. So this season was a 5 stars for me. So if you have not watched it, or you don't watch American Horror Story, all I can say is today is the day that you will get the chance, or you should go ahead and binge watch that and have something for days to binge watch. Outside of that, Wentworth would be the next show that I actually binge watch that pops up in the fall season. Wentworth, I actually still haven't watched the finale of Wentworth, so that is why I would have to definitely give Wentworth a 3.5, because I'm not sure if you guys watch this one or not, but I don't want to spoil it once again, but if you're listening to this, spoiler alert. And this show, it kind of basically is a version of Orange is Black mixed with a little bit more realism in it, as opposed to, we know that Orange is the New Black is kind of based on a comedy about the girl who gets locked up in prison, the privileged white girl who gets locked up in prison, and it kind of basically goes down the storyline of the different people, females that she meets, and it's kind of a comedy spin based. So Wentworth is that. It is based on the character B, who originally is thrown into jail for she's framed at the time for murder, and she goes to jail, and it kind of evolves around the women that she meets in her circumstances in jail and whatnot. And in season 5, I don't want to lie right now, but in the past season, B died, and the dynamic of the show kind of changed. So, big spoiler alert once again, the dynamic of the show kind of changed. In this past 2 seasons since B has died, it's been kind of, I don't know, I'm not going to say that they're not carrying their own weight, but I guess that they had to actually build up to carrying their weight, and it's still that little spit of fire and thriller and suspense there, but just not as much as it was. And I'm not really sure if the momentum is going to gain back up or not, but for me, this season was a 3.5. I would just recommend that anybody that's interested in that type of show, it's really a good show. I don't want to put anything off on it saying that it's not good. It's a very good show from season 1 to now, but I'm just saying that the last few seasons for me have kind of been dragging out, and I just want to see where it goes from here. But other than that, I'd highly recommend that you guys go and binge watch that as well. That's Wentworth. And outside of that, I've actually been watching a few more, but we'll save those for the next segment. I want you guys to actually comment or send me some DMs. It doesn't matter where, how you send it to me. Just get in touch with me and let me know what shows you guys like on Netflix. Send me some recommendations on what to watch next and all that good stuff. And before we leave today, you guys, you know I always have to leave you with a black-owned business gem. And today, that black-owned business is BR Wing Bar, Baton Rouge Wing Bar. It is an American, I like to say American food truck. However, they have a little bit of everything for everybody. But however, they specialize in American
taste food, those wings, those hamburgers, pork chop sandwiches, all that good stuff, hot sausage sandwiches. Oh, they're some of the best in town. So you guys go ahead and get on your social media right now and hit that follow button at BR Wing Bars, where you can find them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Check them out. Stop by the food truck. Follow to see where the food truck is going to be on the weekends or where, whatever day they're out, and let them know that Leah Ray sent you and you heard it on Fierce Talk. Outside of that, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on all of my social media sites. I am at underscore Leah Ray, 2 E's, on Instagram, and you can find me on YouTube. Make sure you guys go subscribe to that. My YouTube is new and it's getting out there. I need you guys to support. Let me know what you think on that. And outside of that, of course, if you want to contact me as far as business-wise, getting something custom made, it's at Fierce Designs. Designs is spelled D-E-S-Y-N-Z, at Fierce Designs on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So keep in touch with me, and until next time.
I said what I said.